timeless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you?
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
And thank you all. I've just been informed that Art is back, and he'll come on in a little while and join with me in listening to the program. Maybe he can chime in a few comments. I also want to let you know that we did that program in the UK with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock this past week, and it was aired. It's up on his website, so you can go to his website, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com, Eurofolk.com, and you can see the one we did for Christmas Eve with Rick. I was pretty pleased with it, actually. I was very happy that we had that nice chat together, and it turned out to be quite a great hour. Now, I'm going to do this. I don't want any other calls, but I'm going to take Michael from New York because he called in, and I know he wants to chime in. Apparently, he couldn't wait, so we're going to bring him up now before the next clip. Hello, Michael from New York.
Yes, sir, Rick, and I want to wish you a very prosperous, healthy New Year as well. Always great to hear you. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in on what you played, you know, going back to that time frame. Really appreciate that. That's got to be kept in the archives for history there. It's classic stuff because we got the guy coming over from Britain telling us how we all speak the same language. And it's like, hey, Winnie the Pooh there, how come your queen there speaks German fluently and you're going to war with Germany? Explain that one to us, please. And, FDR, we didn't know you were a Christian, Mr. Rosenfeld, and please don't steal our gold.
Yeah, incredible how, you know, I just can't help but think of that syrupy, smooth voice in the Garden of Eden. You know, wouldn't you have liked to have been there watching this deception, this total, you know, this perversion take place, this seduction, and how Roosevelt and Churchill almost remind me of the serpent. Come, don't listen to the Lord. Come, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You will have knowledge if you just partake of me and come and endorse me and support my administration. Sounds so similar, doesn't it?
It's exactly the same, Rick. Excellent, excellent on that. And, yeah, it's hilarious, unfortunately, as tragic as it all has been, but it is hilarious to watch him operate like that. Don't watch what I'm doing to you with my left hand as I steal your gold and destroy your republic, but we're going to drag you into this war with my right hand because it's good for the kids and freedom and all that nonsense. Yep. And we're going to go fight Germans that are Christians too, by the way. You know, the German people themselves were Christians. They were going to church every Sunday as well. Only the Nazis were the problem, but not the German people. But we'll ignore that little detail, too.
I want you to listen to what I'm going to play in the next few minutes. I'm going to play Churchill Laughing and Giggling, 1950, and then we're going to go right into a documentary on the bombing of the cities of Hamburg and all of the cities throughout Germany, Cologne and so forth, to see the casualty list from 800,000 population down to 40,000. I mean, just killed in cold blood. Civilians, not military people, civilians. I want people to hear the real history they will never hear from lying Lester's lippies. All right, thank you, Michael. You have a good new year as well. God bless you.
God bless, sir.
Okay, buddy. Now, let's hear Winston Churchill, and I believe Winston Churchill, on his own, was doing some outtakes, some funny little outtakes in 1950 after the consummation of the enslavement of half of Europe. Let's see what he had to say. Beware.
Scene 6, take 1. Wait a moment.
We are the chosen few. I can't remember it. I've got one of the best memories that you can have.
I know, sir, but that's quite all right. Quite all right. Don't worry. Look at the camera and start again, sir.
We are the chosen few. All of you will be damned. There is no place in heaven for you. We can't have heaven crammed. I thought it was an amusing quotation I read this morning. Now, try this. It's just an experiment with my voice. Yes. You see, this is just all private. This.
Yes, quite so.
Wasn't that better?
Martin. Scene 4, take 1.
On this broad foundation, all should be free to make the best of themselves and their country, and to rise by their own exertions in the life of a free and active society. I have to leave that bit out. It is an uphill road we have to tread. But if we reject the cramping, narrowing path of socialist restriction, we shall surely find the way, and a wise and tolerant government, to those broad uplands where plenty, peace, and justice reign.
Have you had enough? Okay. Having a few outtakes by Winston Churchill. I don't know if he was doing this with that society he used to belong to, the satanic order that he was involved in. Was it the Hellstorm or something like that? What was it? Hell's Devils or something like that? Yeah, I forget now. It was a secret society he belonged to, and I guess they appeared in the nude. Can you imagine? One man said, can you imagine watching Churchill in the nude? My gosh, it's just horrifying. That's almost as horrifying as listening to him banter. Well, anyway, that was enough of giggles and laughs and jokes and trivia, all while people were being killed, crushed, murdered, slaughtered, barbed wire was up, the Berlin Wall was up. All of this going on, and he was giggling. Roosevelt was gone. Truman was laughing his head off. And then Eisenhower would come in to save the Republic. Oh, my. All right. Now, we're going to hear right now clips. The audio, it's a little bit kind of sad because the music in the background may be a little overpowering, but I think you can hear clearly enough the narrator of this documentary on the unconscionable, unforgivable, unjustifiable bombing of civilian targets. Not commercial or industrial, because, you know, I believe it was the I.G. Farben family that owned businesses in Germany, Jewish family, during Hitler's reign, and orders were given not to bomb those factories, and they didn't, apparently, unless I stand corrected, and I haven't been yet. So here it goes. Listen to portions of this documentary, and it is documented, of what happened to the German people. Remember Christmas with the little tots around the tree? Well, listen to what we did. Listen to what we, the so-called Allies for Freedom, did to those cities and those people.
It was decided that a severe blitz on these cities would not only cause a great deal of confusion for German forces, but would also block any movement of troops. Furthermore, if attacks were launched on those cities, the disorganization and havoc which would be created would be much greater because their population had been swollen by the many thousands of refugees. A great many of these had moved to Dresden from other German cities, which had already been bombed. But a great many more had fled there to escape being in the path of the Russian advance. Many of Germany's cities had already experienced a blitz or bombing raid. Cologne, a city that once had a population of 800,000 civilians, had been reduced by the Royal Air Force to a city of rubble which now only housed 40,000. A population which had suffered carnage on an unprecedented scale and ferocity. Cologne had been the first city to experience the might of Bomber Harris's new directive to his Air Force. The massive bombing power of no less than 1,000 aircraft hitting the same target in less than 90 minutes. It was also the first air raid by Britain that did not target the industrial areas, but instead targeted the very heart of the city. And in Cologne's case, this heart was the residential area housing the civilian population. What had once been Germany's fourth largest city was now no more than a sea of rubble. This once great thriving city, which proudly stood as a center of industrial power, had been reduced to a heap of twisted iron and broken bricks. The bombers had destroyed the city's bridges, crushed the railways and marshalling yards, shattered the city's many churches, and demolished the city's homes and factories. In some areas, the fallen masonry and debris was so deep that the streets below were completely hidden. All that remained of Cologne was a mass of gutted, roofless shells, beneath which lived a handful of the original population. This was the catastrophic effect that the Royal Air Force's Bomber Command could have on a city. To literally remove it from the map in one night. This was the power of terror bombing. And this is what the Russian commanders wanted to happen to Dresden. At the Allied conference at Yalta, the Russians requested the Allied cooperation in the mass bombing of all communications in Germany to prevent any reinforcement of the German Eastern Front. They wanted these attacks within an agreed bomb line to keep the British and American air forces away from any territory they might soon occupy. In particular, they requested attacks on Berlin, Leipzig, and Dresden, all within the agreed Anglo-American air operations. Berlin was the first city. On the 3rd of February, 1945, nearly 1,000 B-17 bombers of the United States 8th Air Force made a massive raid on the railways and government targets in Berlin. Another 400 bombers attacked the railways and oil installations in Magdeburg. The result was catastrophic for the Germans. The communications and railway networks were smashed beyond recognition. Large areas of industrial and residential buildings were flattened. Any remaining transportation link for the German army was completely eradicated. An estimated 25,000 of the civilian population were killed, and tens of thousands more were homeless. The city of Dresden was to be next. Following a few days of bad weather, on the 13th of February, Bomber Command was ready for the assault on the unsuspecting German city. As the citizens of Dresden went about their daily business, the first of the bombers took off. The plan was to put a first wave of aircraft over the target, to carpet the area with incendiary bombs. These would not only serve as a marker for the target, lighting up the night sky for the rest of the bombers, but they would also set the city ablaze. Once the city's rescue services and firefighters had been put into action, a second wave of bombers was to follow, catching them in the open. The second wave not only carried a much heavier bomb load of blast bombs, which would spread the fires, but even more incendiary bombs to fuel them. This was a new directive of Bomber Command, following the terrible raid inflicted on Hamburg, where they found the devastation caused by burning the city was even more effective than just blasting it. The detonation of the exploding bombs and the peals of thunder and the crackling of flames formed a veritable inferno, which became an overwhelming enemy for the city. In the resulting and infamous Hamburg firestorm, stirred up by the heavy winds, the fire became a furnace, and the city was engulfed in flames within an hour. 40,000 people had been killed, and almost 900,000 people had lost their homes. After a 10-hour flight, the first wave of bombers approached Dresden. The city below was ill-prepared for its fate. The resulting fires could be seen from a distance of 80 kilometers away. Werner Rietschel was a young boy living in Dresden at the time of the raid. It was a night he will never forget.
Ich würde gerne einfügen, einen kleinen Angriff hat es schon im Winter zuvor.
I remember that in the winter before, in 1944, there had been a small air raid around the railway station.
Da war man schon mal ein bisschen munter geworden, aber alle anderen.
When this attack started, people didn't believe it was happening. They couldn't understand what was going on. It had been a beautiful day. I remember how warm it was. When we heard the air raid sirens, we had been standing in the courtyard without our jackets. That's how warm it was. Shrove Tuesday, 1945. Even then, it wasn't until we actually saw the bombers in the air that we hurried to the shelters. And then, within minutes, it happened. The doors banged, the windows cracked, and things fell down all around us. We were all very frightened. I remember that I didn't want to show my fear. I was trying to show that I was a brave and fearless young man. So I remember biting into my pillow to hide just how afraid I really was. The first attack lasted about 20 minutes. And believe me, this seemed like an eternity. When we heard the all-clear siren telling us the raid was over, we were exhausted, and you cannot imagine how relieved we were. It was still possible for us to walk up the staircase from our basement shelter, and I remember going to a window to look out into the street. Oh, beautiful city Dresden was on fire. We all started to cry.
In Flammen geweint.
Well, we went back to bed. Despite the horrible thing we had just experienced, we were glad it was over. And being so tired, I fell asleep straight away. Before long, we were again awoken by the sound of sirens. Everybody rushed back to the shelter and sat there whilst we went through the same experience all over again. I could hear the bombs dropping, and I remember that all we cared about was that we would survive this night.
Well, okay, folks, and again, and you did have a survivor here, obviously, of the Holocaust that the German people experienced, and as no other people, except, of course, the Japanese as well. These were the enemies of communism, and particularly the German people whose lineage goes right back to Judah, the tribe of Judah, and the Jews who go back to Cain and his seed line and Edom, and these Edomians, both Russians and the communists and the Cainites, from the Garden of Eden, who was a murderous seed line. That seed line did its job, didn't it, huh? It's still doing its job today. Well, that seed line's going to be cut off, and it's going to come like a thief in the night very shortly. Okay, folks, we'll come back, and more to come.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can...
All right, folks, we're back again. Now, hold that clip. I'm going to bring up Art in a few minutes. In case we need to air more, I don't know how much more you can take of it, folks, but the visual images are, they're actually up still on YouTube, and you can go, if you wish, to the site, and it's up there, and you can see what was done. In the name of humanity, as Churchill would say, the name of freedom and liberty, and it's just horrifying. But I sort of erased it now, but I will give you the YouTube clip in just a moment. And Art, I want to bring Art up right now so he can join in on the commentary. It's good to have you back, Art. Welcome and Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you and RBN also.
Thank you. You know, just playing some clips today in anticipation for what will come, and New Year's Eve is coming up this week, New Year's, and, you know, everybody will be well-wishing and, oh, have a Happy New Year and everything else. But, you know, it wasn't a Happy New Year for people living in 1941, 42, and especially in 1945, at the end of that horrific war. And what was done to innocence, what was done to the millions upon millions of people who were brought face-to-face with death and destruction by those who claimed they were fighting for liberty and freedom. And it goes right back to the criminal, bankster, gangster elite that we speak about, that Cainite seed line that has brought about all these murders since the very beginning. You know, Revelation 18:24 and Revelation 17, those responsible for the blood of all those shed upon the earth. It's not the Catholic Church. I'm sorry, but it's not the revived Roman Empire. I'm sorry. It's very clearly that seed line of the devil and his children and death and destruction like never before. By the way, that if you want to Google it on YouTube, the title is World War II, The Blitz on Dresden, full documentary, and it runs almost an hour. So, folks, that's the point. I wanted you to hear some of this because most programs will never deal with history and relate it to today. What's going to happen in 2020? Art, any comments on what we have done today and what you may have heard?
Yes. When you talk about Dresden, the first thing that comes to mind is how we're indoctrinated day and night with the Holocaust, okay? And what you just presented is the real Holocaust. The other thing is we're not indoctrinated with, which we should be, is we're spending so much of our resources, of the world resources, on preparing for war. And Dresden, and Japan for that matter, are the examples of what the consequences that's going to be. Okay? I would hope, you know, people start to realize that, you know, regardless of the differences of the people, we've got to find a way to get along with each other. Or as like Einstein says, the next war is going to be fought with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And as you brought out on your research, your website, noplaceforcorruption.com, we're talking about the mafia here. La Cosa Nostra.
Yes, right, definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no doubt about it, it's the Cosa Nostra. And, you know, what I did is I presented what I saw in southeastern Pennsylvania, but it's not, you know, it's across the country, okay? Mm-hmm. But I could show the connections, the real hard connections between what we're seeing going on, you know, every day. You know, for instance, Operation Mockingbird is alive and well today as it was when it started with the pioneers of TV with Kurt Meyer of the CIA and Walter Annenberg. So it's been going on for, you know, at least since, you know, the late 40s all the way up to today. So we got, like, you know, 70 years of indoctrination, 75 years of CIA indoctrination up to this point. And I think RBN and other people have actually started to begin to see it. You know, even on RBN, they talked about the View, you know, with Joey Bear speaking out. And also you got John Senator McCain's daughter there. Okay, and they have direct ties to the syndicate. You know, look at Barbara Walters. She was married to Melvin Adelson, you know, and you look at the article, Illegal Funding of the Likud, which is on my website, No Place for Corruption, and you can see the ties right back to the Chicago outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a point I want to make people aware of, and you are, I am, is that this, you know, what we heard about, you know, the lessons of the Capone Syndicate taking over communities, they're doing it every day and night. Okay, and people, you know, it's like, why is it that the American population is so complacent when you have gangsters taking over your government and your communities, indoctrinating?
Well, I think I've explained that, and maybe right. You can agree or disagree, but I think we've had several successive generations now of government schools, propaganda media, Hollywood, academics, all of these dynasties in the Bible that have conditioned them to be what we call the dumbing down of America. And I think that has registered. You've seen it where trivia sells, minuscule, you know, childish baby talk radio, as I call it, is the thing that is the rule of the day. And if you get too deep, you'll turn off your audiences. You'll go down to that level of RBN or some other network where you may be talking a few thousand here and there. But you know what? I would rather have a few hundred or a few thousand worldwide who are intelligent, literate, and mindful people listening than millions. And that's the way I look at it. All right, break time. Come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, folks. We're back. Art is with us today, to my surprise. And, we're just munching, if you will, on a few things that we're playing today. And it's a very somber broadcast, very direct and explicit. But you know what? That's the kind of thing that intelligent listeners need. As I say, you know, talk radio itself nationwide on commercial stations is considered an entertainment venue. It is not considered to be news. It is not considered to be informative. It is listed in the category of entertainment, like music. And that's what it is. It's mindless entertainment. On all of the big shows, on all of the regular shows across America, they're talking essentially about nothing. They're reacting to a set of data, you know, a set of circumstances that they find in the mainstream media that they must in turn react to. And that's not the way I do it here. I'm not going to be talking about the Steele dossier today and John McCain's connection to it, how he was the conduit for it, and all this other stuff. We already knew that. Trump himself knew that, which proves that this whole thing is a scripted event. What's going on now is scripted. And it's aimed at diverting us away from the real important lessons of what will befall us. Now, will we wind up like the cities of Dresden, like the cities of Cologne and Hamburg? That remains to be seen. But we know we've got big trouble ahead, and we know who's behind it, the mafia. as you call it, Art, La Cosa Nostra is alive and well in every little community in America. You know, there might not be a church in your town or a building saying, it's a new church, but there will be the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, operating in the school districts and the bus companies, operating in the pension system, everything. You name it, they're in it. Just like the flies get into the ointment and, the roaches get into the food cupboard. It's pretty hard to kill them all or get rid of them. And so that's where we are today in America. We have a policy of perpetual war for perpetual peace. And unfortunately, with what's going on now in Syria and the buildup in the Middle East, by this administration, this withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan means nothing. When you look at what they're trying to do with Iran in the Persian Gulf, there is a war going on against Iran. There is a war going on against Islam, and it is the war that I believe we were told was crafted by the Illuminists in the 1700s, by the Rothschilds, by the Kenites, and that was the First War and the Second World War were Christian against Christian, brother against brother, and the last war will be Islam versus Christianity. And who's holding the bag, Art, in the alley, laughing all the way to the bank? To the bank we go? Let me see if we can guess. Well, they are, of course.
Right.
So that's where we are today.
Right. So given that there's a New Year's coming up, a resolution that I'm doing, and maybe other people can do it, is look at, the analogy is we want to reduce our carbon footprint. Maybe RBN and other people can reduce their Zionist footprint, for instance, starting with housing, Find out who the Zionist home builders are, which ones own it, such as NVR, the Pacific Standard Homes, another one, Toll Brothers. If you're buying a new home, okay, look at where you're getting a mortgage, okay. Look at the realtor, for instance, Berkshire Hathaway, owned by Warren Buffett, who's going to basically sell everything off to Microsoft, okay. Who gives you the home mortgage, who basically is your realtor, and that's just in that area. Now look at who's selling your car. Were you getting the financing? Are you getting it from Chase Bank, which is very typical? Or do you look for another way to get your car financed if you're going to go that way? Look at what you buy in the supermarket, okay? Don't buy Tropicana orange juice as an example. Don't buy Asher's candy, which is local here, okay? So once you become aware of these products, you can find substitutes for them. If you're going to do online shopping, don't use Amazon. Use something else that basically can reduce their footprint. And if people look at that and they realize by doing this, you can actually influence per person $100,000, easily $100,000 of business activity per year. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you just get 10 people, that's $1 million. And multiply it up, basically you get it up to, 100 people, $10 million, 1,000 people, $100 million, 10,000 people, you're up to $1 billion. That's what we can do. Just 10,000 people out of the population can influence the productivity of that kind of money, resulting in us doing that to then create and support other businesses, which will be pushing for their political agendas. And since we're the customer base, they'll be pushing the political machine towards taking care of our needs versus other needs. One example I see of that is like the Hallmark Channel. I looked at it recently, and the people stood up and said, we're not going to support the gay agenda for this entertainment media. So we can do things. We're not powerless. We have a lot of power to actually make changes, and that's what we need
absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Your purse is your power, and that is what talks, money. It's all about money. And you hear about the Zuckerbergs and the Annenbergs today, and you hear about Soros and the richest men in the world. And invariably, they'll put some Japanese businessman at the top. That way, he's got $5 billion or $10 billion, $20 billion, And they really try to camouflage it because we know who the wealthiest are. And how do you define wealth? It's not just in, your holdings or your money in the bank and all of that. That's outdated. And we're talking about the kinds of money you can't even calculate, the money in storehouses of wealth in land and real estate and ventures hidden and distracted from the public view. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of assets. And, you know, it's just incredible how it's within mostly that kinsmanship. You know, it's within that race. It's just how God has allowed these things to happen, folks, for a reason. Because these are the ones who have the greatest amount to lose. When he comes, that day, there'll be Babylon the Great has fallen and all the merchants of the world waxing what? Tearful. At her demise, they're crying and sobbing because they did business with her, they fornicated with her, and that city today is the city of Jerusalem that now Netanyahu has solidified his power, as I said he would. I said this was all an orchestrated series of events to try to put in another Zionist thug. Well, you know, what did he just say, Netanyahu? He says, now we are going to define our borders definitively, to include all occupied territories and more. So we know what they're up to. We know Scripture tells us this thing, but they have to do it. They have to do it in order to make, you know, the word to come, you know, come true. I mean, it says these things will happen, and Babylon and Israel, or the fake Israel, is going to be leveled and destroyed. So, you know, I talked this morning, earlier, for those of you on the West Coast, you know, the beginning of the program, about Genesis and the first, in my view, what, the first major use of weather by God to judge the world system. And that was in Genesis chapter 6 and 7 and 8, the flood of Noah, and how he brought down judgment upon the world. And that's what he's going to do to Jerusalem. So we know that that has to come to pass, but when he comes, it will be a time of horror, a time of incredible, incredible fear and fright, and, you know, it will be a time of terror, literally. Dresden's not going to be anything compared to that day. So you're right, Art, what you said, disinvest.
Right, and if we started thinking, you know, overcoming this Operation Mockingbird thought processes,
yes.
What about the idea of actually figuring out ways to work productively and cooperative with ourselves and other nations? Things that we could be doing. We could just internally be upgrading our mass transportation systems to something, you know, China's doing it. Why aren't we doing it, as an example? We could figure out ways to create joint ventures for medical research to improve humanity, food production. We could jointly, as they are doing in France, to eliminate that, is work on the fusion reactors, where we can basically provide our energy needs using water. Okay, so rather than, you know, the approach that we're looking at, you know, competing with each other and wasting humanity's resources on, you know, the war machine, what can we do if we work together cooperatively, if we started thinking in those terms? You know, it'd be absolutely interesting. Not to say we don't have to defend ourselves, but that doesn't preclude us starting to think about ways to work together. But that doesn't mean you open your borders up to everybody in the planet to come in and invade your country.
No, your own common interest and common defense, yeah. And the greatest defense, I think, that we should all be seeking is defense against those that control the government. You know, that's something we've lost sight of, too. Now
right.
Patriotism, Art, is defined as love not of the country that was founded on that basis, but on the government which keeps us safe, you know? Jingoism and militarism, this is what makes Americanism now. And that wasn't what America was about 100 years ago or more. It was about love of independence from the world, love of freedom and liberty and sovereignty. And those are the things that we've destroyed, that we've been in on the destruction of for the synagogue of Satan. So what do we read about today? We read about in all of these papers, the Times of Israel, about these terrible attacks on all of these poor rabbis in New York. These are the ones that are under attack, under siege. Every day there's some anti-Semitic act being committed. Every moment of the day we have more policemen being committed to those areas where those populations are. New York City sends more cops to Jewish areas to counter a spate of anti-Semitic attacks. Now, you know that most of this is scripted. Most of this is DHS. Homeland Security. Most of this is Chertoff, is creating the sympathy factor, and at the same time, going after white supremacists, Muslim extremists, everybody but Jewish extremists. Isn't that amazing? Everybody but Nazi Atus of the world. That tells you something right there. I see the rabbi with his hat on, and he's lamenting the fact that everywhere we go, we're being taunted, you know. No, you don't see those images in Gaza, where they're being killed, they're being starved, they're being pelted, they're being bombed. You know, it reminds me of Dresden. Children waking up in the middle of the night to bombers going over their heads, and all kinds of horrible ruckuses being created. We don't see that image, though, by Lying Lester and company, do we? Isn't that amazing?
Right. They have an agenda. They're controlled by large corporate interests, and I think it's more beneficial for America to start saying, let's decorporatize and bring back the interests of the community and small interests, you know, smaller businesses. I strongly believe that one of the things we have to do is really push for antitrust and start breaking up these big companies. So they're not really taking care of the people. They're basically plundering the people. And, you know, we can make a difference by simply the power of a boycott. Say, we're not buying your products anymore. We're basically going to invest in local business to do it. And until we get to that point and become aware of that, you know, we're basically going to be abused by these corporate interests.
Yes, yes. You've also been following the Gannett newspaper chains and what they've been doing with the USA Today and the media, which owns the Providence, your Gatehouse Media and so forth. What's the latest on that?
Well, basically, the New York Post provides the latest information I could see. The guys who run U.S. News Report, I believe it is, or USA Today, the merger went through, and now they're laying off thousands of people. They actually mentioned the Providence Journal is one of the ones that's getting decimated. And the other thing I mentioned, is news media that represents the local community is being decimated, you know, being replaced by, you know, corporate interests of the Gannett interests. I mean, just in my community, they tore down the local newspaper. You know, they're converting they just brought it down to the ground. They're converting it into condos. So now you get two reporters for a county of 600,000 people, and, you know, that are reporting the news at a corporate level, no longer local news, very little of it. So that's how I see it.
And, of course, in the electronic media, too, CNN's hit bottom now. I mean, they're ready to fold the tent, from what I understand. That's also some good news, you know, but if people are informed, like we are, to know how to deal with them economically, we can accomplish a whole lot more in punishing them. You know, it's good to see, like, the Providence Journal is a basket case operation now, barely 30,000 a day distributed. In fact, one of our friends had his wife, I guess, called up because she was going to cancel that. Like, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars. $5, what is it, $3 to $4 a day for the daily edition, three, I think, five for the Sunday newspaper, and they're one-tenth of what they were in substance, in paper, and hardly anything in it at all. And the person who answered the phone, she was probably in a closet somewhere, and she answered the phone, please don't cancel a subscription. You know, we'll give you half off, we'll give you 50% reduction. So they're practically trying to give away subscriptions now. And, you know, this day should come, because you know what happens when you lie and you falsify the news? You know, you're dealing with a violation of God's commandments, you know, not to lie, not to bear false witness. And that is not just true in the churches in Christendom, but it's true everywhere. Those are his principles. You know, you lie and you pay the price. This is why they're winding up on death row. So I'm happy to tell you that, Art, as well.
Yeah, I agree. I'm especially happy for CNN, which is nothing but a front for the Braffman Syndicate. You know, what happened is the Braffmans took it over when they had the American Online merger, which was owned by the Braffman family. And then when they, you know, got rid of Ted Turner and took it over,
yep.
You can see what
yeah.
happened. And the
sure.
same thing happened at DuPont, by the way. You know, DuPont was taken over with the Marathon Oil merger back in the late 80s. And look what happened there. I mean, that was a company that Edgar Bruffman Jr. bragged to on the, what's his name, Mr. Rose's TV show, that he was taking out $1 billion a day. Literally, in 3 years, he made $1 trillion in profit. Charlie Rose, yeah.
Charlie Rose's show, yeah.
Now look at the company. It's been decimated, okay, from the Bruffman Syndicate and what they did there. Okay, and that's the reason I'm saying people need to become aware of it, because if you're an employee of the company, or you're a subcontractor, or you're basically buying from the company, once you're aware of that, you can basically then say, all right, well, they're not the only game in town. Let's find somebody else and bypass them. And they should meet the same fate that CNN's doing and the other media that we just described. And I think that's a peaceful way to deal with this, is they just basically get financially annihilated.
Sure. Amen. Amen to that. Okay, let's take our last break. And Barb, stay where you are. You'll be first up when we come back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on republicbroadcasting.org. Contribute to our network. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I don't have too much time left, and I'm going to close the program today. Instead of my traditional closing, I want to put on Auld Lang Syne, New Year's Eve, and this is from 1940, the same era, by Guy Lombardo, who made it famous. Okay, first we have Barb in Lake Worth. Okay, here she comes. Barb, come on up.
Hi, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Rick, I think one of the things we're lacking is we don't defend our religion. We don't defend Christianity.
Right.
And the church that I used to go to had in the bulletin this author, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, of Concordia Seminary, and he wrote this about Christianity. I'm just going to hit the highlights of it, and I'll send it to you, and maybe you can use it on the program. It's a great article. A few examples of Christianity has met to civilization. Sanctification of life. In the Roman situation, infanticide, child abandonment, and abortion were legal and common. Elevation of sexual standards. Homosexual behavior was accepted and widespread. Even bestiality was not frowned upon. Dignity for women. Teachings of Jesus improved the life of women. Unlike the Roman woman, a Christian woman could reject a male suitor, inherit property, and no longer had to worship her husband's gods. And the most, one of the most important is the charity and the hospitals. Remember, all our wonderful hospitals used to be Christian hospitals. You know, St. Barnabas and so forth, where I had my first child. And sciences, Christian connections, the acceptance of heliocentric concept. Education's Christian roots. They were not afraid to link theory with research. Liberty and justice, the justice system, which eventually ended up with the Magna Carta, and abolition of slavery in the forefront of fighting slavery. So those are just some of the things, and I think we need to remind people if it wasn't for Christianity, these things would still be occurring, which they're coming back, unfortunately.
Yes, Sarah, you send that to me, Barb. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and you have a good New Year. And Art, we're almost out of time. I want to leave our audience on Guy Lombardo. And thank you, Art, for coming on today and being with us. And may you continue to be blessed in the new year. Amen. All right, Art. Thank you all. Folks, we'll leave you on Guy Lombardo. We'll see you next year, next decade, if you will. God willing. Goodbye to all.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast.
Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.